One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I normally like to get straight into the stories, but occasionally I need to address something. Last week, They're Not Shadows disappeared from Spotify in some countries. I spoke to Spotify and they suggested deleting the Spotify app, then reinstalling it. Or, and this isn't their suggestion, you can listen to it on a different podcast player. I'm pretty sure it's on all of them. Okay, our first one is An Autumn Storm. It was late, one stormy October night. The wind howled as piercing swords of lightning stabbed menacingly, creating brief bursts of day out of the night. Rolling thunder caused the house and me, its sole occupant, to tremble. As a level-headed person, I knew there was nothing to fear, that the storm would soon abate. Yet, there is something unsettling about an autumn storm in the dark of night. I was uneasy, but I told myself it was only the storm. Like candles in a draught, the lights flickered and dimmed, making reading difficult. So I put my book aside. It was time for bed. Entering my bedroom, I noticed the bedside clock on the nightstand wasn't working properly. The bright red digits were blinking like stoplights, over and over. The same numbers flashed. 11:48. 11:48. Thinking it may happen again, I decided to wait until after the storm to reset it. I looked at my watch. It was 10 after midnight. As I went down the hallway to the bathroom, I noticed the lights had stopped flickering. The storm was passing. I turned on the faucet and began my nocturnal ritual. The house was peaceful, only a distant roll of thunder. I was no longer apprehensive. I was relaxed and ready for bed. As I turned to leave the bathroom, I heard it. It was coming from the shelves where I keep the linen. At first, I could see nothing, but moving my gaze upwards to the top shelf where I stored spare pillows, I could see drops of a coppery red fluid dripping from a crack in the trapdoor, a trapdoor that led to the attic. My first thought was,
"Is this blood?"
But reason soon returned. It was obviously rain from the storm running along a rusty pipe. Still, it stirred my imagination. I removed the pillows, then placed an old towel under the drip. The dripping was irregular now, and I figured it would soon stop. Then, I headed to my bedroom. I crawled under the covers, then reached over to turn the light off.
Huh.
The clock was displaying 12:33, the correct time. No blinking, no 11:48. Did the clock correct itself? Or had I reset it and forgotten?
I'll figure it out in the morning.
At around 7:15, a weak autumn sun lit the east window. I threw back the covers and made my way to the bathroom. The pillows were on the floor where I'd left them. I looked at the shelves. The trapdoor that was open no more than a half inch in the night was now wide open, exposing the rectangular blackness of the attic. I still don't know what really happened on that stormy October night. The red liquid that dripped from the attic, the clock that somehow reset itself, and more disturbingly, the trapdoor opening. Surely there's a rational explanation. I just haven't found it yet. Story number 2 is titled A Friend in a Blizzard. This happened while travelling through the northwestern states with my wife one winter. The wind was swishing curtains of snow across the streets as we passed through a small town. The tiny amount of warm air that the heater struggled to provide wasn't really sufficient, but my wife was able to keep warm with a blanket wrapped around her.
Are you sure we shouldn't look for a motel?
No, we'll be fine.
I was trying to save money, a decision I soon regretted. The snow seemed to be coming up from the highway in a sweeping arc. Visibility was about 15 feet, but the storm had to let up soon, I thought. I kept going. The best I could do was about 30 miles per hour. And sometimes I would have to come to a complete standstill until the wind dropped and I could see again. By then, my wife was asleep, and I would have been drowsy too if I wasn't so tense. Sometime after 2 a.m., the heater gave out. The car grew colder, and the windshield froze over. I rolled down the window so I could see, then pulled over to the side of the road. The wind shook the car like a toy. And that's when it happened. The engine died. How long can people survive in a blizzard like this? Sure, stay in the car, everyone knows that. But people are found frozen to death in cars all the time, aren't they? My wife woke up and asked,
"What's wrong?"
"It's the carburetor."
"I think."
"I can fix it."
"I couldn't."
"I'm just gonna wait until the wind dies down a little."
She pulled the blanket up closer while I sat there at a total loss as to what to do next. The bone-chilling cold was creeping in. And then I thought I heard something over the wind.
"Hey."
Was it a voice? We hadn't passed another car or seen any signs of life for almost an hour.
"You all right?"
"There, something at the window." I looked through the black glass, straining my eyes, but nothing. No light, no vehicle. Then the hood went up. It was the wind, I guessed, and I thought I'd better get out and close it before the gale tore it off. As I stepped out into the storm, I caught a quick glimpse of a shadowy figure bent over the engine, and I could hear the sound of a wrench or a screwdriver. Then the hood lowered, and a disembodied voice said,
"Try it now."
I got back in the car. And I got out again to thank my benefactor. But there was no one there. We didn't pass another car for miles. When my wife next woke, we were parked in front of a service station and an all-night cafe. We went inside for breakfast.
"Hey folks, can I start you off with some coffee?"
The snowplows were out, and we were soon back on the road. I can't for certain say I've seen a ghost, but I'm pretty sure they exist.
Thank you. If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Up next, a spooky story about a nocturnal visitor. Suddenly, I was awake, with the feeling that my husband and I were not alone in our bedroom. I sat up and listened for any sounds of movement. The room was pitch black. My impulse was to bolt for the door, but I was too scared to move. Then I heard the sound that gave me chills. It came again.
Oh God.
I don't know where I found the courage, but in one quick movement, I flicked on the light. No one was there. Just me and my sleeping husband, who was annoyingly unperturbed. But I still had this uncanny feeling that we weren't alone. My heart was pounding as I tried to calm myself. I ordered myself to breathe deeply and slowly. Nothing about the room looked unusual. Everything was in its proper place. I directed my attention toward the windows. Maybe one was ajar, but they looked secure. I glanced over at the clock. It was 3:20 a.m. I remembered someone telling me that hauntings generally occur at about 3 a.m.
Wonderful.
I couldn't decide what was more terrifying, the prospect of some supernatural being sharing my room, or a human prowling around. It had been around 10 minutes since I heard any discernible sounds, and I was finally beginning to relax a little. I was starting to rationalize that maybe it was the timber floor reacting to the change of temperature. I decided I really should get back to sleep, but I wasn't quite ready to turn the light off. I closed my eyes, and just as I was beginning to relax again, I sat up, eyes wider than I thought possible. I shook my husband. I filled him in on the current events, and he sat up and looked around the room. Then he grabbed my arm and said,
"What?"
I followed his gaze, but I couldn't see anything.
"What is it?"
"Can't you see it? On the closet door."
I stared at the door in disbelief, unable to speak. On the door was the faint but discernible silhouette of a woman in an old-fashioned dress, her hair fastened up in a bun. We didn't move at all until finally the image faded away. By the time we got back to sleep, it was nearly dawn. We eventually found out that the house had been built in the 1920s, and the room that was now our bedroom had once been connected to the next room, which was originally a nursery. Maybe a nanny from the past was trying to pass through into the nursery, the entrance to which was now walled up. We can never be sure, but to this day, we both get goosebumps just thinking about that night. We have one more, an old story concerning something that happened during the Second World War. It's called The Line. I'll see you next week. Where is the boundary between the natural and the supernatural? It was April 1944. I was in the US Army, and our company was on its first overseas deployment around 35 miles northeast of Calcutta, India. Our camp was about a mile and a half off the main road and was reached by a dirt track that had been hacked through the jungle. Along this track, about a quarter mile from our base, lay the ruins of an ancient temple, a foreboding jumble of fallen stones and crumbling masonry, ensnared by the slow-motion slither of vegetation. Our tents lay in a clearing, roughly 50 yards wide, hemmed in on two sides by dense jungle. We hadn't been there very long when I, along with another guy, drew the 2400 to 0600 guard duty, midnight to 6 a.m. Two men, each with a trained dog, was sufficient to watch over our small encampment. The night could only be described as torn straight from the pages of a Rudyard Kipling novel. The moon was so full and bright that I could count the individual blades of grass at my feet. But the jungle, the night, just beyond the clearing, was an absolute black, impenetrable to the eye of neither man nor dog. The symphony of uncountable insects was joined occasionally by the howl of a jackal. Or the curse of a monkey disturbed in its sleep. Abruptly, as though directed by a wave of a conductor's baton, the noises from the jungle ceased. And straight away, my dog gave a low, menacing growl. As his hackles rose. Then, a few seconds later, I heard it too. The unmistakable sound of a horse galloping along the dirt track from the direction of the ruins. I unslung my carbine and strained my eyes, trying to see into the inky black. But I could see nothing. The pounding hooves came closer and closer until they broke into the revealing light of the moon. And shortly after, the noises of the night resumed. To say I was unnerved would be an understatement. But what was I to do? Sound the alarm about being almost run down by nothing? When our next rounds crossed, I asked my sentry partner whether he'd noticed anything unusual. He said his dog had briefly become alert at something, but he had seen or heard nothing himself. He peered into my face.
What's the matter with you? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I could only manage a weak smile as I shook my head. Three days later, while I was still trying to convince myself that the incident hadn't happened, I came across some information that gave me a chilling pause for thought. The local people stayed well away from the temple ruins. Legend has it that in its day, it had been the scene of bizarre and violent happenings. And it is still thought to be a place of evil, complete with strange apparitions and manifestations. Ignorant superstition, you may say. Well, perhaps. But I ask again, where is that nebulous boundary line that marks where the natural ends and the supernatural begins? I feel that night I may have been standing on it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.